Hi, everybody. Welcome to our June podcast. I'm Lisa. I'm the head of Children's and Teen Services here at the Clinton Macomb Public Library. And today I have with me...
This is Amy, and I am head of Adult Services at the Clinton Macomb Public Library.
And we are here to talk to you about summer reading. Many of you may have gotten messages already in your email asking you to register for summer reading this year. And it actually starts on Monday, June 12th, and will run for 9 weeks until Saturday, August 12th. Real
It's
easy to
easy to remember this year, the 12th to
right?
the 12th,
12th to the
right?
12th. And it's super fun because not only are you reading, which is great for you, but we give you prizes. And I am super excited that for kids and teens, we move to give you a prize as you register. I mean, who gets a prize for doing nothing?
Nothing. You have to register.
You do
I mean,
have to register and say you're doing summer reading. But when you register, anybody up to through 12th grade, you get to your choice of a free book for them to work on their summer reading with. So
I
that
think
way,
that's great that we're putting books in kids' hands so they have something to read all summer.
I think so too. And then kids and teens can come back after reading for 30 days and logging their time, and they'll get another free book and a grand prize entry. Now, what's fun is there's 62 days in summer reading, so you don't have to read every day. There's those days you go to Cedar Point. There's those days where it's 95 degrees and it feels like a furnace and you just want to lay in your pool all day. It's okay if you don't read every day. But we are asking you to start reading regularly to earn your prize. And especially for kids and teens, this helps them go back to school ready to learn in the fall instead of what we call the summer slide, where you could learn or unlearn about 6 weeks of school to go back.
So
Now,
did we say that we're asking people to read for 30 days, right?
30
That's how
days.
you complete summer reading this year.
For anybody up through 12th grade. So we have babies doing it where it counts where you read to them. We have middle kids, and then we have all the way up to high schoolers. Now, if you are a kid up through 5th grade, we offer a raffle for up to 6 options to win for a $50 Barrymore's gift card. Now, if you have not been to Barrymore's before or lately, they have a lot of neat stuff. One of my favorites is to go mini bowling there with the kids, especially on those rainy days. But they have a roller coaster and they have basketball courts and they have
My
all
10-year-old begs to go all the time.
Right. And $50 does not go super far, but it does give you some fun activities to do there.
For
For
sure.
teens, you get the option of a tablet kit as a grand prize or a pizza party kit where you get something like a year's worth of free pizza with your kit. And we will be giving out one option of each of those as a possible grand prize drawing. So that's a little bit about kids and teens. Amy, what's adult doing this year?
So adult is sort of the same, but a little bit different. We still only ask for you to read for 30 days. If you do that, you have successfully completed summer reading. So for adults, which is anyone 18 plus, when you register, you'll automatically be entered into a drawing for a $25 Visa gift card. So all you have to do is sign up to participate and you go into a drawing for that. At 15 days, if you stop in, we will give you a bookmark. And everyone's sort of like, oh, a bookmark. But we worked really hard on creating these, and they're super cute. And then at 30 days, you are going to get a commemorative pin, a commemorative enamel pin, and you'll be entered to win a $100 Amazon gift card. So we hope that's enticing to people because I think the prizes themselves are super cute. It's always fun to win a gift card and buy whatever you want. So that is adult summer reading, as easy as can be.
And it's super hard being adult anyways, where you tend not to get prizes.
Right?
So the fact that you can win prizes just like the kids and teens is really cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It should be fun. And I always have a secret goal that will never happen. But as the head of adult services, my goal is always to have more adult finishers than children finishers. Which we're not even close, but I feel like we could be.
To be
So,
fair, right now you're doing really well with
with
the
the
number of adults
registrations,
who've
with the
pre-registered.
pre-registrations,
And Amy and I go smack talk back and forth and said, hey, why are your adults beating me? The kids do tend to
we
pull it off.
shine in winter reading,
You do shine
but
in winter
someday I'm
reading.
going to surprise everyone with the adult summer reading numbers, maybe this year.
You do. And it counts. We don't care what you read. So you can read a book, you can read a magazine, you can read your video game instructions, you can listen to a book in the car, you can read together as a family. There are so many options for how you want to do your reading. You make that up and make it work for you and your family.
Absolutely. And I think we only recommend that people read for 15 minutes a day to count as one day. So
We
it's
do. So that's a
absolutely
picture book.
doable. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So, and if you are a parent reading to a child, don't forget to sign up for summer reading because you'll get your prize too for reading to those kids. You don't have to
Absolutely.
read adult books.
Although there's some great ones,
There
but
are great
yes.
adult books. What I
But
love
yes.
is the one I always look for is Chapter One is a program the adult services team runs twice a year, usually in May and September,
We
and they
just did it.
It, but what they do is they come out with this fantastic book list that gives all kinds of interesting reads. And I tell everybody who's an adult or likes adult books, you should pick this up because you're going to find something new.
It's really nice because not only does it highlight books that librarians loved from the past year, it also highlights books that we're looking forward to coming out in the next few months. So there's a little something for everyone. And we have such a varied staff as far as interests go, if everyone should be able to find something on this list.
We really do. And to tell you, I put my money where my mouth is. My mom gets a copy of this list just because she's always looking for something new
Love
to read.
that. Love that.
So, not only do we have summer reading that you can do at your own pace or on your own, we have a number of fantastic programs here at the library throughout the summer. Amy, what are you looking forward to?
We have honestly, we have a ton of great programming coming up for adults. I hope that everyone has a copy of our Library Matters, which lists all of our program for all of summer. But some that I wanted to highlight that people might be interested in, we have an Introduction to Public Speaking program that's happening at the main library on two separate dates, on June 13th and July 22nd. And I know a lot of people struggle with public speaking and have a real fear of it. And this program is designed to help you get over that a little bit. On a probably more fun note, on June 14th, on an online program, we have Drink Around the World, where you will learn about different cocktails and how to make them from various countries. We have a lights, camera, music program in July where entertainer and singer Vanessa Carr will give us a tribute to music from cinema and movies and Hollywood, and that should be super fun. At the North Branch in August, we have Billy Durant. Well, we have a lecture on Billy Durant, who is the founder of General Motors. And we actually have tons of crafting programs for adults. So every time the teens do a craft, adults on social media are like, why don't you do this for adults? So we have a ton of crafting programs this summer. Everything from a mini book keychain to botanical craft casting, a simple stitch bookmark, macrame, a seashell necklace, make your own lavender spritz to beat the heat. We're going to do an intro to reverse coloring, which is sort of, remember when adult coloring sort of took over for a while? Now the new thing is reverse coloring. We're doing button trees. We're doing all sorts of sort of cool crafts. And those are just a smattering of some options. There's tons of other stuff as far as lectures and presentations and things to do that we're really looking forward to this summer. So, if you don't have Library Matters in your hands, you can always go to cmpl.org and look at our events page to see what's coming up.
So, speaking of some of those teen programs, right now they've been making resin bookmarks, and I'm really interested to see all of their resin programs they've been coming up with, which resin kind of scares me to work with because I work more with kids, but they're making resin succulents. So,
Oh,
some
that's
of those
awesome.
cacti and whatnot, I
Sure.
see July 26th at the South Branch, and I feel like they are making it at the North Branch too. They tend to do them at two different locations.
That's awesome.
They're making some perler bead creations with mini perler beads in August and July. I see a string art program, some mini art masters, and one of their popular favorites out at the North Branch, the Tasha Can Anime Club, is meeting monthly. So just a smattering of those teen programs they do.
It looks like there's lots of yummy treats for the teen programs too, like a popcorn program. I see ice cream. Looks
They do. I know they
good.
make some great stuff.
Yeah.
For kids, one of the ones I'm looking forward to is we are bringing a national touring musician, Evan Holler, to the library on Thursday, June 22nd at the main library in 10 a.m. And he's going to be performing in the auditorium for kids and dancing and all kinds of fun. I'm really excited about it. I've listened to his music and I hope the kids will be too. Catherine, one of our children's librarians, just did a Stories with a Twist yesterday morning with teddy bear stories and yoga poses. But she's coming back on August 7th at 11 a.m. at the main library, where she's going to be doing dragon stories and dragon poses, which
I
sounds
peeked in
super fun.
yesterday, and these kids doing these yoga poses was the most adorable thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
Right. She said at one point one of the kids was on one of the adults' backs because the adult was doing their yoga poses too. And she was surprised. And I said, Catherine, when I did yoga with the kids all the time, one of the children was on my back just to be ridiculous.
Fun.
Our South Branch has a really neat program where they've been making shelter pets. Shelter pets are made out of little shells and they have googly eyes. And they're a little creature that you can re practice reading to help build confidence for kids. But they're starting to give the shelter pets some awesome activities. So this summer, they ha are having a shelter pet reunion party on Saturday, August 19th. And they're going to do fun activities and a craft with your shelter pet. If you don't have a shelter pet, you are always welcome to pick one up. They are super fabulous.
And
And
you get adoption papers.
you do get an adoption paper. I mean, it's super fun. And if you're not able to make it into the library, we will be bringing story times out to the parks. Wednesday, June 22nd, we will be out at Normandy Park at 10 a.m. And August 2nd and 16th, we will be out at Macomb Corners Park. And then if you are somebody who just can't make it in with your kids during the week, or you work and life is just too busy, we do offer story walks that will be out at some of the local parks. So you can just walk along a path and read a story as you go, which also counts for summer reading. And I see that there is Summer Song by Kevin Henkes out at Macomb Corners Park from July 1st through 13th. And then it will move to Waldenburg Park from July 14th through 31st. And then Jabari Jumps will be out at Normandy Park in Clinton Township from July 1st through 13th, or Neil Reed Park from July 14th through 31st. So
And
some of those were a little bit more on the littler kids' side. The big kids' side, they're doing some cool stuff like a Percy Jackson party in June. The Michigan Science Center is coming out and doing an Egg Palo 11 program where you're making your creation and then dropping the egg to see if it does not break. Our North Branch is doing some fizzy science on July 20th at 2 p.m. and just all kinds of fun activities throughout the summer.
I guess I just sort of want to stress for all ages, this is a mere fraction of the programming that's actually offered. They're just things that caught our eye as we flipped through all of the many, many programs that are available to everyone. And I guess I feel like I would be remiss if I forgot to mention adult summer reading kickoff as a program is happening June 15th, which is next Thursday from today. And we are doing an adults only program from the Reptarium, which is a local business that specializes in reptiles and exotic animals. They're going to bring animals in for the adults to learn about and touch and see. And every time we do an animal program for kids, the kids are, of course, super excited and it's packed, and the adults sort of miss out a little bit. So we thought that we would do something just for them to kick off summer.
I'll be honest, we've had the Reptarium out for kids, and they are one of our best animal performers that we
Yeah, for
have.
sure. For sure.
But
I
if you do
super
have
hope they
kids,
bring the sloth, but I don't know if they're going
oh, that would be cool.
to.
If you do have kids, the summer reading kickoff for kids has moved to our branches this year. On June 15th, we will be out at our North Branch, and on June 17th, we will be at our South Branch. We will start off with a Lyle Lyle Crocodile story time, and we'll have some games and activities and crafts. And then Little Creature Co. Will be out with their creature feature. So if you are a kid listening and you wanted the animal program, stop by or register for that one, and we would love to see you.
And when we talk about registration, we should probably remind everyone that typically registration opens for our residents 2 weeks before the date of the program, and it opens for non-residents 1 week before the date of the program.
And you can register by calling us at 226-5000 or register online or in the app with your library card. You can see any of our events as you go. I don't know that there's many calendar days other than Sunday this summer where we don't have a program
I know
of some
they're
type
filled up for
or
sure,
more
the
than one.
calendar. Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that's the quick and dirty about summer
I
reading.
think it is the quick and dirty. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. We've made it as easy as it can possibly be to find success in summer reading. And so we're excited to see you this summer.
We hope we see you.
All right, thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Amy. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.